I'm Adam Fishbein. I'm 16. I'm a Tourette Syndrome Youth Ambassador.
I am Rachel Ezekiel Fishbein. I'm Adam's mom.
I'm Joel Fishbein. I'm Adam's dad.
I don't remember as much about in the earlier days.
A preschool teacher said, "We think there's a problem. Get Adam tested."
I remember I would go under the desk and bark like a dog.
Getting a call, you know, Adam is under the table.
More sensitive to stimuli.
Adam made it really clear that he didn't want to behave this way. I remember him telling me, you know, "I would do anything not to act this way. I would take medicine, Mom. I would do anything. I don't want to be this way. Why can't I be in control?"
We saw, like, so many different doctors, like, 10, like, more than 10.
We had all these folders, and we had this alphabet soup. People said, you know, NLVD, non-learning verbal disability, ADD, OCD, PDD, and he had TS. I was stunned when they said it was Tourette's, because it wasn't what we had thought Tourette's was. He wasn't cursing. He wasn't twitching. It so much of it was just behavior, was...
Well, when we got the diagnosis of Tourette syndrome, we recognized that many of Adam's behaviors that were so disruptive and off-putting were actually tics.
I'm very lucky that I have more mild tics, because if I can suppress them sometimes, but then it comes on a lot worse later. I make loud sounds, and I have this thing called echolalia, which is a tic where I repeat what other people say, and you might be able to get how that could come across as just trying to be annoying. I get emotional sometimes when I have tic attacks, which are when I can't, like, I have like a whole sequence of tics that I cannot stop, no matter what. It's a whole sequence. It can go on for 5 or 10 minutes. And I get emotional sometimes when that happens. I mean, you can probably imagine. It's hard. So I was at school, and I was in the dorm. I've really been trying to make it out of the dorm, suppress it until I can be in a place that is not disruptive to others. Because it was like 10 o'clock at night, and we have an indoor gymnasium, and I just walked around, did laps while I had a tic attack. While I did those loud, loud sounds. And then I went back to the dorm and I went to sleep.
When he is experiencing that kind of a tic attack, he also has these very strong contortions in his face that hurt. You can see it's clear that it's not only loud and disruptive, but also painful for him.
Like my parents, I'm an extrovert.
Watching Adam succeed at all of the things that he's doing, he's been incredibly involved in the community. I don't really worry whether he'll be a successful adult, because while there will be setbacks, and there will be setbacks, he can succeed, and he has succeeded.
A lot of people do not like to talk about it and try to hide it. So I see it as not my responsibility, but I see it as the right thing to do, if you are capable and comfortable, to become a Tourette's ambassador so that you have a voice. You can speak for those people that cannot or will not speak for themselves.